While the city is facing a budget deficit, the tribe is financially sound and looking for further economic development opportunities. Lawrence Spotted Bird is the departing general manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska. He says the tribe is in the early stages of developing a data center to bring technology-based industry to the island.
I've never been an advocate for natural resource exploitation, although that's a good industry and it's a big industry here in Southeast Alaska, especially timber. But I think we still should focus on exploiting the natural resource that's in our brains.
Spotted Bird says the tribe is looking at a letter of intent to partner with an entity that is developing a national network of data centers.
So they definitely want an Alaska presence, and we think, why not Sitka?
Tribal Council member Wilbur Brown had another idea, addiction treatment centers. He says substance abuse is a real problem here and across the state, and could be an opportunity for a city-tribe partnership.
Working in substance abuse isn't a money-making industry, but it's something that's really needed here for us to continue going forward. You know, with the influx of heroin and other substances that are coming into our community, it's getting pretty scary.
The Tribal Council did have a couple bones to pick with the Assembly, though. Councilmember Bob Sam asked the city to permanently remove the replica of a Russian blockhouse that segregated Tlingits from the Russian section of Sitka in the 1800s. He says it's not being used.
It has no place in our history here, especially since we're having dinner together. And we're getting along better. So if we remove that blockhouse, that would symbolically do something for our community.
Woody Widmark, who sits on the Tribal Council, also asked the Assembly to consider creating tribe-specific seats on city commissions to ensure further collaborations between the two governments. Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman gave the Tribal Council an update on the city's bleak-looking budget.
This year's budget, as it stands right now, it's we're going to probably have 5 less positions in City Hall throughout our services.
But he says, as serious as it is now, he is also hopeful Sitka can capitalize on opportunities like tourism and water exportation. Gorman says Sitka should expect to see double the number of cruise ship passengers, 200,000, by 2018. And he thinks some parched states may still take the city up on fresh, clean H2O.
The market has not fully matured yet for shipping bulk water, but I think within the decade, we will be getting an annual return on that investment that can offset the cost of doing business.
The Assembly is finishing up its financial work sessions with plans to have a first reading of the budget May 31st. The Tribal Council meets again May 18th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.